In court, shows of the chauffeur to realize the common purpose will be firmly carried forward and developed in the new era of all-round ethnographics. The strategic dialogue between Cheson Hees, foreign minister of the Democratic People's Republic of Poland, and Sergei Viktorovich Lavrov, foreign minister of the Russian Federation, was held in Moscow on November the 1st, when the relations of the two countries are developing on a new strategic path day by day, according to the spirit of the treaty on the comprehensive strategic partnership between the DPRK and Russia, which was concluded during the historic meeting between the DPRK and Russia summit in Pyongyang in June 2024. Prior to the strategic dialogue, DPRK Foreign Minister Cheson Hees and Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov took part in the event of unveiling a tablet of the Political Union of Soviet Socialist Republics by Kim Il-sung, premier of the cabinet of the DPRK, in March 1949 at the Yaroslavl railway station. At the strategic dialogue between the DPRK and Russian Foreign Ministers, there were exchanges of in-depth opinions on critical issues for the development of bilateral relations, with main stress on implementing the agreement signed at the DPRK-Russia summit meeting during the state visit to the DPRK by Russian President Putin in July. Both sides reaffirmed the firm will to correctly implement the provisions of the treaty on the comprehensive strategic partnership which developed the traditional friendly relations between the DPRK and Russia on a qualitatively new level. Confirmed at exchange of opinions on major international issues was the consensus of the appraisal of both sides as regards the present international situation. Common understanding was expressed that the major cause of worsening situation in the Korean Peninsula, Northeast Asia and other regions lies in the provocative acts of the United States and its satellite states. The Russian side expressed the full support to the measures taken by the state leadership of the DPRK to contain the aggressive